We spoke Friday night about the koyach of a marshal, the koyach of being able to see something in the physical world and understand what it stands for. What do I learn from it? For instance, a slot machine. There's a wonderful little Jewish community in Las Vegas, and I'm not telling you to move there, okay? But they have slot machines up to the gate. I wasn't thinking on any casinos, and I don't know how to use slot machines. What do you learn from a slot machine? Slot machine is a very powerful lesson. Extremely powerful lesson. You keep putting in and you lose and you lose and you lose, and then once you pull down the lever and a whole river of coins comes out, what's going to happen if that happens to you? You're going to stay there forever to recapture that magic moment, that happy moment. It's the same thing when you try and discipline a child. You say, come here now, now. And he goes, if he's a lefty, like that. If he's a righty, go like that. And you don't do anything about it. So you've taught him you don't have to listen to you. You taught him that. It's a very happy moment when he faced you down. Ah, see, if many other times after that, you managed to quote unquote win. But he's going to remember that happy moment. Can do it again. So you learn that from a slot machine. Keep trying and treasure your successes. You learn that from a slot machine. It's you know, we can learn from everything. There's a shtickle from Rabbi Tzadik. He says the Chochma Musa says the same thing. He brings Chayvus Avodus. It says like this. It says we're saying davening, Molo Haaretz Kinyonecha. The world is full of those. World is full of Kinyonecha, those who you made. Koyne Hakol. When he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Koyne Hakol. What does it mean? What kind of kinyon did he make? It's a kinyan of Bria, like an author or a musician composes something. How does it become his? Because he made it. So kinyanecha pshat is molo ares kinyanecha. The world is full of your creations. But he says another pshat. He says molo ares kinyanecha. The whole world is full of ways to be kind to you. Ways to be kind to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wherever you look, you'll be able to be kind to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The world is full of it. And the Chacham Musa brings the Chayvus Avodus. Kol hadvarim hanitzrochim yosed, everything that's more necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made more of it. Like there's more air, right? Then there is food, there's more food. And you know something? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make most of all? He made most of all Emunah. What do you need more than anything else in order to live? Is Emunah. So Molo Ores Kinyanecha, the world is full of ways of being kind to you. That's what it's there for. That's what all these things are there for. They have other side jobs in the Olam Hazeh. But that's what it's there for. So, one of the most prominent and common mesholim we have in Olam Hazeh is a tree. We're going to be spending a few weeks on this. I hope I'm not going to bore you. But it's every single point is pashut a life lesson. Mamish. So there's a lot of trees. Trees must be teaching me something. Ha'odah makes us odah. It says in the Chumash. Now, first I want to learn with you a piece of Gemara. And we're going to take it from there. And this is all, it's Pashut vitamins. The famous Gemara. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchok, he said, Kavli Miftri Bahadodi. They said they had an exchange. Kavli Miftri Bahadodi. When they took leave of each other, Omalei Livra Chonmar. Can you give me a bracha? Give me a bracha. Livra Chonmar. So first of all, right here, there's something very important. Why asking for a bracha when he took leave of him? Maybe should have asked him for a bracha when he left, when they met. How about in the middle? So I think over here, Stam, and the Maimah HaMuzgah, there's a Gemara Masechta Brachos that Ayipot Adam Mitoch Haver El Mitoch Midvar Halacha, a person shouldn't say goodbye to someone El Mitoch Dvar Halacha. He should say a Dvar Halacha. Because from what he'll say to him, then he will remember him. Then he'll remember him? So this is parenthetical, but it's very important. And then we'll get to it. Human beings tend to appreciate things that they have lost or that they're about to lose. When do we appreciate Shabbos the most? Shabbos this time. When do you appreciate a person the most? When at an airport, there's an outpouring of appreciation and love. When you're about to say goodbye to somebody, so now I appreciate you because I'm about to say goodbye to you. People appreciate Eretz Yisrael. You think you have a lot of time here, plenty of time. Oh no. Who said you have a lot of time here? I tell Bochrim, if you're in Disneyland, so you don't sit down and do crossword puzzles, even if you like them. Yeah? You don't read, if you're English, you don't read Commando comics in Disneyland. No. If you're American, many other things that you don't do in Disneyland. Yeah? You're busy, you're in Disneyland now. Too precious. The time is precious. And when the sun starts to set, and you had paid your, I forgot how much money I paid to get into Legoland outside of London. It cost a fortune of money. Yeah? My son wanted to go there, so we watched the Lego. Yeah? But they have free drinks there. You pay $80, some kind of like crazy fee to get in. And when you're there, you can drink as much as you want. But if you drink as much as you want, you'll be spending time doing other things besides looking at the Lego. Yeah? But it's free drinks. No, nothing's free. But they say it's free. The pshat is, you're in Lego Land, you look at the Lego. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You have to use the time here. It's going by. So the more it comes to the end of the year, so the more you appreciate the time. But your last day in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's hard. So we appreciate things. That's what he's going to remember you. Because that's what he's going to remember. Because, you know, that's when he appreciated you the most. So if you can say, can lift her up when they said goodbye to each other. So that was the appreciation. So he said, give me a bracha. Yeah. So he said, on my way. I'm going to give you a mashal. For he arrived, he was hungry. And tired. But summer and thirsty. He came to a tree, had everything. Had peiros, had shade. He ate from the fruit. Yeah? First thing to do is take care of your hunger. How could I bless you? If I say your parents are sweet, your parents are sweet. Yeah, you have good shade, a good shade. You have water, a brook under you. You have But ye rots and every all of your nitiyas, all the saplings they take from should be like you. So afato, how can I bless him the Torah at Torah? The Mashal says the Iker Tachlis Adam is Torah. The Goyin and the Maral say the mitzvah of Torah is the mitzvah ben Adam Lasmai, building yourself up. That's why Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah, because if you don't have midas, then you can't learn Torah. That's the Tachlis Adam. Those of you who remember learning Masechta Sukkah, so it says there Torah as Chesed al Lishayna. Chiyesh Torah shal Chesed. So I brought the Zechan Levrach, I brought a guy. So it says over there, Torah Shal Chesed, Shemalam Do Acherim. Why? Because the Ika Torah is for yourself. So the Ika is the parish of the Elon. That's first. And then, Imba Oisha, wealth, Hari Oisha, that's the Tzel. Tzel HaChokma, Masho says this, Tzel HaChokma, Tzel HaKesed. It's a protection. A person has money, so he can machzik tayr, he can do good things with it. He can pile up schusim. It's a big thing. Im bebonim, hari bonim. The hemshich. That's the amas hamayim that goes right. It goes right there. There's enough haraya to what I always tell you, that the thing that comes at the end is there to preserve. Like we said many times. The chsima at the end of the shtar. That's the preservation of the shtar. But you want to keep the shtar permanent, so you get it invested and you make a chsima. So if you have a call nishma, the kim yiros, the kaf chumten, to preserve it. Aseil charav, kneil chachov, evdon, asfob, nekaskus. Smaral says it's at the end. It's you can't keep a rabbi rachav if you're not down the kaskus. See, here also, the bonin is the hemshach. It's the permanence. Nobody's permanent in this world. But if you have bonin, and then a hemshach. So we see over here that the Gemara held that this was a, that the tree is a, as a seimel of an adam. We gave many examples of this in, in Friday night. Now what I want to do is carefully go through what are some of the things you can learn from the tree. They're all amazing. You take the first one. What's the difference between a tree and a vegetable? A huge difference. A vegetable is you put a seed in the ground, you go to sleep, and look, I'm from the city, I know how long it takes. A week, or two, or three later, it starts sprouting. The tomato starts sprouting. It's a vegetable. Terrific. Get it right away. And then when you pull it out of the ground, you have a vegetable, you have a carrot, and you also have a hole in the ground. That's it, finished. A tree, it's years and years and years of work. You have to water it, you have to push it. They have tree nurseries. And for the first 3 years, there's no hana. It's asabana. There isn't much fruit anyway the first 3 years. It takes years to do anything. But then, to use Rav Miller's words, bushels and bushels. That's what his words. Bushels and bushels of apples that come raining down on you for years and years and years and years. So what do you see from that? What do you see from a tree? It's kedai to invest. It's kedai to put in time. It's kedai to do things now, even though I'm not going to see any Paris. That's an adult. An adult is able to see a future. A child only knows now. Famous Gemara and Tainis, Chonia Amago, found someone planting a boxer tree. How do you say boxer again in English? Carob tree, yeah? It's going to take 70 years for this to bear fruit. He says, how will you really expect to be around them? He says, no. I came into a world with carob trees, so I want to leave the world with carob trees also. I have responsibility to take care of my surroundings. I have achrayus. The box is not just here for me to eat. When a person says, chayav kolodim loim, when we say, chayav kolodim loim, b'shuli nivra olam, it doesn't mean for me and not for you. It's from Yadfiyah. It's Zacharias. It takes 70 years for it to grow. It takes time. You have to invest. I want to take a couple of minutes to think about what are the things that go on in a person's head that allows them to invest. We just said that the hatzlocha of life is investing. You can't have a return now, only do things because I have an immediate return. I have to do things that right now I'm giving out, and I'm not getting anything in return. Anyone who goes into business knows that the first couple of years you expect to lose money. It takes time. You're putting in and putting in, things are not coming out. Okay. So the first thing you need to have, the first mindset that you need to have in order to be able to do this, is you have to be able to see a big picture. You have to see a big picture. Not just now. What's going to come from this if I do this? And that's a habit. That when I look about, I say, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? So the first mindset is, I have life priorities. The first thing a person has to do is decide what's important to him in life. If you don't know what's important to you in life, so you have no idea, where you're going. There are people who go to airports and they want to find the cheapest flight to anywhere because they just want to travel. So before a flight is closing and there's seats on the plane, so I heard, I'm not built like this. Yeah? I just sent Denver, Colorado a fax. I need to be online 90 minutes before takeoff. I have no luggage. I can print the boarding card the night before. I could just walk onto, there's a train over there in Denver. It's a big airport. But 90 minutes? What's kind of time? I told him, that's your hachnas asorchem. I need to have that, whatever. Yeah. But they come to the airport and I buy a ticket to wherever they can go. These people have no direction in life. They can go anywhere. Anyone can go anywhere is really going nowhere. You can do anything you want, and you do anything you want means you're not doing anything. A person, in order to invest, has to say, now I don't have it, but later I will. This is important. Can you have pleasure from things that don't give you pleasure now? Does it have to taste good now in order to taste good? Or when I know something is kedai to do, can it give you pleasure now? Like, can you say, well, I'm happy to do this because I'll have an investment later. Do you have simcha from it now? No. But a person who has simcha knowing that this will bring, I have simcha now because of it, that'll make it easier for you to invest. Even though your seichel says I should invest and I see a big picture, but it's not pleasurable now. For instance, it's not our subject, but chazora. It's not pleasurable. Why? Because I know this. I know it, right? And since I know it now, the emotion says, I know it forever. Even though you know that that's not true. It's not even true for 2 hours from now. But there's no pleasure in it. So what do? You have pleasure because once, now it's not pleasurable. But I know later it will be. That's why I say, Zel chochem arayis ha-noilad. He sees the noilad. He sees what's going to happen and pulls it into his present. It's now. So you feel it? Another mindset is the ability to take pleasure in small accomplishments. A person knows he's going somewhere. He sees a big picture. He has pleasure now for every step he takes, even though now there's no pleasure in the steps. But I know it's taking me closer. There's an amazing book. I think it's one of the best I ever read. And I've read it many times. It's an amazing book. It's called Voices in the Dark. Voices in the Silence. It was written by someone named Batya Bark. And her father managed to raise from children in Stalinist Russia, which is impossible. And amazing book. the original title was Out of the Silence. So I told Yaakov Feldheim, Out of the Silence, what's coming out of the silence? A choo-choo train. It's like it's incomplete sentence. So they changed the title. Yeah? So she tells that her father was picked up one day by the KGB, or the NKVD, they were known as then, and they put him into one of these famous black cars and took him to jail. He was ready, he knew it was going to happen eventually because he's a from Jew, which is a big Avera. So he had memorized Mishnayos, Baal Peh, and Tehillim, Baal Peh. He should have what to do. So he's busy. One day he found the door open to the cell and he walked out. And the front door, the front gate to the prison was open and he walked out. They just let open the case because that day or the day before, Stalin, Yimach Shemai V'Zichroi, was killed. He died, and all the wardens were afraid that all the prisoners would one day turn on them, and then we'll be in Tzaras. So they let them out. We're friends, you know. So he walked. He walked home. Now, Moscow is I'm telling you, it's a very big city. It's a big walk, yeah? And he had a twisted spine. Now, if we had a twisted spine, we wouldn't be able to walk three steps. And he walked across Moscow. It was no fun. He got there, it was Purim, and he fell into his daughter's hands, because once she opened the door, and he saw her, so he fainted. So what was it? What kept him going the whole time? Along the way, there was no pleasure. It was Tzaras, Rahman al-Islam. But he knew he was going somewhere. So a person knows they're going somewhere. See, even though the thing I'm doing now is not pleasant, it's taka not pleasant, yeah? But it gives me pleasure. That's another thing you get from seeing a big picture. You learn two halachas today and two halachas tomorrow. And you keep going, and those two halachas give you pleasure. Because eventually, you know, if you do cumulative chazara, that you're taka going to know something. And that's a pleasure. It's a great pleasure. Right? It's a great pleasure. People keep doing things that they're successful at. If you're not successful at it, so you eventually stop. That's one thing that you learn from a tree. People who plant trees are willing to invest. You look at trees, any tree, it took years. Now, the reason these trees over here get blown down so easily is because they're not really trees. But they're not. They're very, you know, they're tough weeds. They grow very quickly. And this is what a gardener told me. These are not real trees. So they got blown over. Now, even a real tree can get blown over, but these were like, you know, nothing. Yeah? So what else do you learn from a tree? A tree is always working. It never stops. Now we're going to see that in that sometimes it does stop, it rests in the winter, and we'll get to that. That's a different subject. Trees have winters, they shed their leaves, they have rough times, so do people. And that's okay, it's normal. In fact, not only is it normal, it's healthy. I'm not saying it's healthy to have downs, but a healthy person has downs. A person who has no emotions, yeah? So he never gets down. Because like he never feels anything to begin with. But people who's Rachmana Libra boy, they have down times. Trees also do. We'll get to that. But right now, trees are generally always moving. They're working all the time. And what is a lot of their work? They're putting their roots down deeper and deeper and deeper. I'll finish, we'll mention it next week too, maybe not. That, I think in Sheepshead Bay, I think it was, when Hurricane Sandy hit, so the question was, did people have to pay for the nezakim that trees, if they had private trees, if it got knocked over, do you have to pay? It turned out that a Paisik who knew about trees says, well-watered trees don't have a lot of roots spreading out. They're not so strong because they got plenty of water. They don't have to go deeper down and to the side to look for water. But trees that are not watered so well, so they have to go down deeper and deeper to look for water and move off to the side to find roots that'll find water. And those are tough trees. People came to Auschwitz. The people who had had easy lives came with flesh on their face and healthy. They died like flies. It was the people who are tough, who never had much to begin with. They came skin and bones, so they stayed skin and bones. It's not much of a change. Like Lahavdil, a couple of years ago, Rav Steinemann Shlita, he went to Canada, and then to the United States, and then to South America. He was only about 95 then. It's like, how did he do it? It's hard to fly, you young, healthy people. You get tired after flying. Yeah? I can't sleep sitting up. So Rav Steinemann didn't sit, maybe now he doesn't sit with a back. Maybe now he started, but until he was in the mid-90s, he never sat with a chair in the back, with an anspar, with a to lean on. He slept a couple of hours. He ate very little. So flying on an airplane is not much of a change. Yeah? But people who are used to being pampered, for them, it knocks them over. So these trees that didn't get a lot of water, they were strong trees. And they didn't fall over. It's the trees that were well taken care of, they fell over. You can't be, if I'm remembering correctly, you can't be mechayev somebody in the Zikin because he took care of his tree. So it came, that's not called the pshia. And Sandy was a real Shana Mitzuya anyway, so I didn't understand what the whole Shaiva was. Yeah? But a tree, it's always looking, it's always growing. It's growing the ikar down. The ikar koichas of a tree is underground, and we'll talk about that. So what we learned tonight is that when you see a tree, especially a fruit tree, but not only, you're looking at someone did put in a lot of work to invest. And once you put a lot of work in to invest, a lot of payers come out. And that's for us the first life lesson that we learned from a tree, is that we also need to invest. And not always are we going to see returns right away. In fact, you almost never see returns right away. So you look at a tree and you remind yourself of that lesson and you go weiter. Ashrechem b'olam hazeh, v'ashrechem b'olam habo.